Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, the only motorsports show in San Diego that kind of caters to the kiddies. San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection is the sponsor of this segment. If you've got carburation, fuel injection on a race car, sports car, hot rod, any of the kinds, San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, that is their forte. Two-barrel, four-barrel, doesn't make any difference. Dual quads, you got it. He can fix it. All brands, all distributors, does complete restoration on not only distributors, but carburetors and fuel injection as well. San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue in lovely San Diego. Go to sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com. All right, well, we got a little bit of motorsport news. For all you Richard Petty fans, Richard Petty Motorsports has announced a partnership with Richard Childress Racing. Richard Petty Motorsports, and they've announced today a new partnership between the two organizations. RCR will supply chassis and engineering support, to Richard Petty, and then the Richard Petty team will receive horsepower from ECR engines, the High Performance Engine Production Research and Development subsidiary of RCR. And with that transition, Richard Petty will permanently move its team headquarters adjacent to the RCR campus in Welcome, North Carolina. The move will begin immediately and be completed by January, because I think Petty's in Mooresville, I think. I'm not 100% sure.
Are they going to keep all the same drivers on both teams?
Yeah. The number 43 click and close Chevy Camaro ZL1 will definitely be running in the Xfinity season. But the Richard Petty, they will remain an independent race operation, but the change allows the team to collaborate with RCR. The move will also unite two of the sport's most iconic teams, you know, Richard Petty, number 43, mm-hmm. and RCR's number 3, they will now work together for the first time to push forward both organizations' goals of winning races and championship. This is our next chapter of Petty Racing, said Richard. He says, we need to provide Bubba, Drew Blinkendorfer, and the rest of the team with the tools necessary. So, yeah. So they're definitely on a run.
He lost his sponsor last year, so this is probably pretty smart of him. They can share, two can live cheap more cheaply than one kind of mentality.
Well, and who's going to say no to Richard Petty? I mean, Richard Childress wouldn't do that. So that's all good news. There was a slight update. It says, although nothing official has been announced, Richard Petty confirmed to kick in the tires that his operation, Richard Petty Motorsports, would be joining the Chevy camp. Kicking the tires? That must be a media group. Yeah, so they're in the process of moving from where they are now to their new home. Yeah, over in Lexington from Mooresville. I was right. They were in Mooresville. So Petty said, we are all in the corner up at RCR when you first come in to go by the museum and when you got their first building in there. So we're on the campus, but we're really not on the campus. We are on the corner of the campus. That makes all the difference in the world. And then of course the Hall of Fame numbers care, you know, inductees came out, and some of the notoriety would be, if you're an old person, that's not it. It's right here. Would be Donnie Allison and Terry Labonte. They're kind of your headliners. So they're going into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. I wouldn't mind going to that one time.
Where is it located?
It's in Florida. And Allison, right now, he's 78. He's won 10 races as a driver and 242 career starts. And then, of course, Mr. Elder is credited with 43 victories in NASCAR Premier Series during his 24-year career as a pit boss. He crew chiefed for Hallman Moody, David Pearson, Darrell Waltrip, and his last career wins was instrumental in the early success of 7-time champion Dale Earnhardt. Elder died in 2010. And then you've got Terry Labonte. He's now 61. He won two premium series championships in 84 with his team owner, Billy Hagan. And again in 96 with Rick Hendrick. He's a native of Corpus Christi, Texas. Won 22 times at the top level. He also won 11 times in NASCAR Xfinity and once in the Truck Series. His first cup win came in legendary Southern 500 in Darlington, South Carolina. His final victory came in the same event more than two decades later. He was the same one that Dale Earnhardt Sr. T-boned him and pushed him across the start-finish line.
Uh-huh.
And then Parrott, he's also 78. He's 78. He began his role as NASCAR crew chief in 77 with DieGuard Racing, which I remember very well, and driver Darrell Waltrip. By the time he retired in 97, he had amassed 47 wins with a variety of drivers. He led Waltrip to 22 wins during a four-year span. He was also the crew chief for Richard Petty when the King won his 200th and the final race at Daytona. So that is going to be, you know, it's the Hall of Fame is at Darlington Raceway, and they've been in operation since 1965.
So the induction's coming up?
Yeah, that was Jake Elder and Buddy Parrott, by the way. I couldn't remember their first names. Yeah, so that's coming up probably January 21st.
I hope they televise it.
They do. You just have to go look, because they don't think you really care.
So it's going to be on sort of an obscure channel or something.
And then your best friend, Lewis Hamilton.
Not.
He has decided that he's planning on staying. I think he's going to stay as long as he'll sign his contract. But he says for sure until 2020. So we'll have to wait and see how
he signed a new deal or with Mercedes or what?
It doesn't say that he signed a contract, but I'm sure it's in the works. You know, he is what he is. You know, he kind of reminds me. He reminds me of Schumacher. You know, that kind of I don't know if kind of that machine type of a driver. You know, he's pretty emotionless, and you know, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. And then he mentioned that he's working with a kid by the name of George Russell, who I'd never even heard of.
Is this a new driver for the Mercedes team or?
Mm-hmm. So
maybe he's mentoring him?
Could be.
Because I've never heard the name either.
Yeah. You know what year he started in F1?
Lewis Hamilton?
Good guess.
2008?
Dang. Missed it by a year.
Ah.
2007. Yeah. So
he's done quite well in a short time. Because he's the dominant guy, and he wins the most of the races.
Yeah.
He's had challengers,
They
give him good cars too.
Well, yeah, I mean,
they give him fantastic cars. That Mercedes team, that don't they take the manufacturer's trophy like every year for the last couple of years?
Pretty much, you know, it's
them and Ferrari. They kind of own Formula One right now. I really am happy about how our American team, you know, we haven't had an American team in Formula One until I believe last year Haas Racing got started. And
finally.
And they're doing good. Hey, I don't care if they're middle of the pack.
I don't care.
They're not in the back.
It's going to take a while, but hey, they could hire Danica. That was a joke.
Did you hear the crickets coming from over here?
Yeah, did you hear the crickets coming?
They're not, I don't know.
I don't think anybody's looking for Danica, to be flat honest with you. But
well, she said she's done anyway, right? Yeah. You don't get me.
Yeah, I'm toast. I'm finished.
I'm done with you guys.
I'm going to go do something else. All right. Hey, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we got John Isabella on the line, dwarf car driver. This boy likes to drive. He's been to 9 different tracks last year, thanks to his very, very supportive wife and his son as well. So,
well, that's what it takes. The support system. That's what Brittany Force said.
That's
she
right.
Says, I had a great support system.
Can't go without family. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Racer Radio, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford. El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Take a run down there. That's a racing dealership. Paul Dyke runs out there. His kids run out there. And they support Barona Circle Track 110%. BaronaSpeedway.com for all the latest scheduling and updates. Need to support your local track, because once those tracks are gone, folks, they'll never, ever come back. Hey, we got John Isabella on the line. John, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Did you take a break from working on the race car? I have a sneaky feeling.
And just today, I was up there yesterday working off for like 8 hours.
See, I told you.
Yep.
So you're the expert when it comes to every track in the area. What, with a 500-mile radius?
Yeah, I think the furthest we went was Medford, Oregon. I think that was like close to 900 miles one way.
Wow.
And how long did you stay there?
We drove up Thursday and came home Sunday, ended up getting home Monday morning.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you do this for a living? Do you race dwarf cars for a living, or do you have a real job?
No, I got a real job. This is just a hobby. We've always loved racing, so
sure.
Just a hobby.
Have you always been in the dwarf series?
No, I started out back in 2000, running the Allison Legacy Series on asphalt, and then we jumped over to Legend Cars for another couple of years, and then I went on like an 8-year break and did the desert stuff, and then we got back into racing. So, now we've been in it for, I think, 4 years now.
Didn't you love the Allison series with Stu Peace?
It was great. It was great, yeah. Stu owned the car that I drove.
I know. Reached out to be Facebook friends, and son of a gun, there was his car right on the I looked at your photos. I went, I know that car. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was very fortunate for the first 4 years or so that I drove for other people. Matt Hicks owned the Legend car,
right.
Matthew's dad that you know, and his parents owned the Legend car, and Stu owned the Legacy car.
Wow. Yeah, he let me drive it one time, and man, if you didn't know any better, you were in a full-blown NASCAR, just a little bit smaller.
Yeah, it was very fun, very competitive.
I think so, too. It was a spec car, Mazda. Truck motor with a tranny, all sealed, but man, was it a hoot. I love that series. So have you kind of found a home in the dwarf car series?
Barona's my closest track. It's like 30, 35 minutes away from my house.
Yeah.
But I like to travel. I mean, one thing about going to all these different tracks is every track is different, and it just challenges you to try to figure that track out and do well that night. And you only have a heat race and a main event to figure it out.
So. Yeah. Well, you got a pretty nice.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah, you got a pretty nice rig, I might add. I just happened to see that on your post as well. So if you're going to travel, that's the way to travel.
Yeah, that's a nice truck.
Yeah, it's a real nice truck. I mean, you probably can't wait to just go drive it just to go drive it.
Yeah, normally about once a week I take it out, and then it sits the rest of the week go racing.
So how old is your boy?
He's 3 and a half now.
Jesus. Do you think he's going to get the bug?
I hope so. I mean, just keep him busy and, hopefully he likes it. He loves it now. I mean, we go out, we race and stuff, and he's in the pits. I mean, that's all part of it. Having your family there, that's the biggest thing to me is I will not go race somewhere if my wife and kid can't go.
Right. Oh, how cool is that? Well, Holly Henry, the Henrys.
Yes.
Yeah. Same thing. I mean, her and her kids, what does she call her kids?
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake. What a thing to call your kids. But it's the same thing. And I've been involved with Cajon Speedway back in the day. And, you go into the pits and you always seen the family, just like Barona. And that's what I try to tell people. You need to go up to Barona and go into the pits. I mean, goodness gracious, they're barbecuing, they're having fun, and they're getting cars ready. And you're right. It's just a really big family operation. That's what I like about it.
Exactly.
So I always have to ask people this, and I don't want to forget. Who you got on the side of the car that helps pay the bills?
Well, my brother, he's J.I. Coatings. He owns a painting business. Okay. And my lifelong friend, Richard Holman, he owns R&R Construction Plumbing. Two great businesses that do very well. And then Shane and Angel Rossin, they own D&R Chassis and Rossin Racing. They helped me out a ton. And that's where I was yesterday for 8 hours working in Shane's shop, fixing the truck. And my buddy Dustin Dumas, he's a local guy right here. He owns AG Sand Cars right here in El Cajon, and a great fabricator in aluminum work. And then my buddy Ryan Diotti, he actually lives all the way up in San Jose, California, but he travels to a lot of the races, and we hang out, and he helps me a lot with shocks and setup and advice, and he's just an all-around great guy. So,
well, I tell you what. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, my parents, of course, they help me out with the sport. They come to the track as much as they possibly can, and my buddy Gordon and Richard, they help out when they can, and Mike Mendenhall, which you know that name from Cajon, and Matt Hicks.
Good old Mikey.
And, yeah, but and then my lovely wife, Tanya, and my son Cody.
Well, you know what more? You know, you couldn't complain. I mean, it sounds like you're just having a great time.
Yeah. I mean, all these people, they love to do it, and they love to help out any way they can. I mean, they can either help me on building product, help me here in the garage, or they give me some of their hard-earned money to go have a great time.
Exactly. Yeah. It sounds like. So you're going to stay in the Dwarf Series? You're going to be running for sure on 2018?
Yeah. I'm hoping to make the Canyon race. That's in Arizona. They always have a winter classic. I went the last 2 years, and we've been fortunate enough to win two out of the four races. So I think we finished second in the other two, but that's what I'm shooting for, the end of January to get back in it, if I can get the car back together and ready to roll.
So January.
Yeah, what's wrong with the car?
At the last national, we went to Marysville in September. Car spun in front of us, and we hit him pretty good and bent the front clip over a little bit.
Mm.
So I ran. The funny thing was, after that, we kept running races, and we're still competing for the wins after it was bent. So now we straightened it out, so hopefully it's even faster.
Yeah, it does. It always runs better when it's straight.
Right.
Funny thing how that is, huh? So,
yeah, no kidding.
So how'd you do last season?
Last season went good. I told myself last season I would not run for any point series at a track besides the national point series. Every year, the Western States Dwarf Car Association puts on a four-race national series. So that's why we travel all over from Quincy, California to Medford to Merced and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But we finished second in the national points. So that was a great accomplishment.
Wow.
And, congratulations.
Thank you. So, but here at the track, I didn't run for points. We went all the way over to Arizona, Northern California, Verona here. I wanted to do it just for fun this year.
Sure. So, well, I tell you what, I tell everybody this. If you want to load up the race car once you get it straight and drag it to KUSI just to give a little love back to your sponsors, all you got to do is send me an email, and I'll be more than happy to schedule a date that works for you. And you bring the wife, the kids, the parents, all your advertisers. We'll come to KUSI, and we'll just do a segment on you and your car.
Cool. That'd be awesome.
Well, because when you go out looking for, if you ever start looking for more ad dollars or, you know, sponsorship dollars, it's nice when you tell them, hey, if you sponsor me, I can get you on the number one watch morning show in San Diego. And the only motorsport show in San Diego on radio. So, and I'm more than happy to, because I'm a big supporter of small tracks. I hate it when I drive by Cajon Speedway to this day and it's still empty. And if I go to a track like Paris Auto Speedway, and I've run into Agajanian because he's one of the big promoters. When I know I'm going, I always wear a Cajon Speedway jacket or a hat, and I go up and I point at my jacket and say, "Don't let this happen to this track." And I've done it to the Salazars as well, because it doesn't take much to lose. And once you lose it, you'll never get it back.
Yeah, that is the downfall. I mean, you see tracks closing here and there, and, they never reopen. Even El Centro is one of them. They only, here and there, they'll run a race.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's not there.
Yeah, and it is. It is super, super, super sad. But anyway, you know, we just got to keep it going, and we got to keep get people to come out to the track. And Verona is such a fun track. I mean, you got a great announcer in Dirt Dude. He loves what he does with minimal amount of equipment. Gets a really, you know, job well done. And I'm sure you know Brittany.
Yeah, Brittany. She's a great gal.
Isn't she?
She's always great spirits around the pit.
I hate to think what's going to happen one day when she wins a race. You know what? They're going to have to clear out Verona, because you know she's going to She'll tear that place down. If she ever wins a race, that'll be the greatest day in her life, I got a feeling.
I just hope we're there to see it.
Well, I think she's going to get it. She's going to get a win. You wait.
I think she might lose her voice in the first 4.5 minutes because she's going to be screaming so much.
Oh, heck
she
yeah.
is a screamer.
Heck
she
yeah.
does do that. Nope. But I mean, because I think last year, I think the best she did was either third or second or third. So, I mean, she's getting there. I think it's just more seat time, more seat time, more seat time. And the help from you guys, because I know everybody in that series really, not just her, but you guys will help anybody in your series just to get everybody on the track.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's the fun part. You guys may not be the best of friends on the track, but you're definitely the best of friends off the track.
It's the sportsmanship.
Sure. Absolutely. And when you put when she puts all her gear on, she looks just like the rest of you, just a little lighter.
Yeah.
She doesn't eat as much, I don't think, if she eats at all.
She does. Yeah. She just makes sure she has a racer's figure.
Yeah, she has a racer figure, that's for sure. So, all right. Okay, well, hey, again, thank you very much for taking time calling in. We appreciate it. I'll send a copy off to Brittany, and she can get you a copy of this, and you can hang on to it for those days when you get really old and you want to listen back on how well you did.
I wanted to know, before we go, why do you have number 12 on your car? What does it mean?
Back when I was 11 or 12 years old, when I met Mike Mendenhall and Matt Hicks, they lived down the street from my dad. So they took me in when I was real young and just started off, you know, just sweeping the floors. And then finally I got to jump in the car and help them bleed brakes. And, you know, and then so I've known them, you know, most of my life. And they're the ones who took me in. So the number 12 is from Mike and Matt's race car that you know, I thought it had a great meaning, so that's why I chose it.
Sure.
Okay. But so that's my reason behind the 12 is because of him.
Okay. Now, when you get done, call Mike Mendenhall up and said, "Hey, I mentioned you, and I mentioned your car, and I mentioned your number. So send me $100." See if you get it. Tell him I said so. Tell him I said so.
That's how it works.
Hey, I'll give it a shot.
Hey, if anything, you'll get a good chuckle out of him. Watch, you'll turn around and say, "Wait a minute, Stahl owes me $100.
Say, here's 12 cents because it's number 12.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
There you go.
Hey, well, let's set up for KUSI. I'd love to get you down and get the car on there, and no pressure. As soon as you get it done, just reach out.
I appreciate that. One last thing is I'd just like to thank all the men and women of our military and our armed forces, our police, our fire department, our paramedics that keep us safe every day.
Awesome. Yes.
Absolutely. Amen, brother. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
All right. Merry Christmas to you guys. Have a good day.
All right,
thanks,
buddy.
John.
All right. We're going to take a small break. We got Corey Cruzman on the line. Woo!
From Paris.
Yeah, this guy, he is definitely one of the top dogs. Stay tuned. You're listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
AM 1170.
The Answer.
AM 1170. The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. If you're into motorsports, you've got to go to Paris Auto Speedway. Let me tell you, folks, that track is not only fan-friendly, but it's the most fun you'll have on a Saturday night, period. And we have a very, very special guest online. We got Corey Cruzman. Corey Cruzman, if you're into the sprint car world, you'll know all about him. In fact, he even has his own sprint car driving school up in Ventura. Corey, how are you today, sir?
I'm great. We're pretty busy up here right now with all the fires going on in Ventura.
How are you doing, bud?
Well, you know, it's been
a challenge.
It's been an experience, yes.
Well, it's funny. I had the fires in 2003, and they got about 1,000 yards from my house. So, yeah, so I know. Yeah. I know you're – in fact, I got to tell you, I don't know about you, but after the 2003 fires, I'm done with my fireplace. I'm done with camping fires. I am done.
Yeah, I hear you. We got the smoke still. It was about a half a mile from the house, but me and my wife, we own a cat kennel as well. So we've been taken to all the evacuees for free. We've been taking in all of the animals. So
sure.
We've got probably 100 cats in here. They're next to race cars. They're on top of race car hoods. They're... they're inundating the race shop as well as the kennel. So it's been pretty crazy. But, you know, that's what we're supposed to do is help our neighbors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
That's right.
No argument. In fact, it's so funny. When in 03, my wife left to go to a dog show, we get fires. She leaves Thursday, we get wind, and they shut us down. And I've got Rottweilers and Dachshunds. So, yeah. So I know you're – Yeah, I'd rather have cats. I love cats.
Cats are nice because they don't bark. They do their business in a box. But,
and you don't have to walk them.
Yeah.
I got a couple of dogs running around in the race shop with me every day, but they have to stay at home this week.
Yeah.
Full of cats right now.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about your class, because I don't think a lot of people know of this class. What is the class? What's the purpose? And what do someone who goes, what will they experience?
Well, it's a sprint car driving school. So same race cars you see at Paris Auto Speedway. We teach schools in them. So it's anything from somebody I race with day in and day out,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's sprint car racing, it's off-road truck racing, it's drifting. It's just a great way to teach somebody car skills.
Right.
And we do levels from, like I said, people that we race with to people that just want to do a bucket list. You know, hey, I want to go out and run 15 laps in a sprint car. We got a special going right now for Christmas on Groupon for, I think it's like $159. You can come down and drive 15 laps at school for that one is at Ventura Raceway. But, I mean, where else are you going to be able to drive a real sprint car for that kind of price?
I want to see somebody that's never driven one go 15 laps. That's what I want to see.
You know, we do about 400 students a year, and I would say 90% of them are bucket listers that just want to get in and try it. You know, and the best part is we do it from bucket list all the way up to two-day advanced course, and then we do what we call an arrive and race series. So you've taken my advanced course. You say, hey, I want to race, but I'm not stupid enough to buy a car. Well, I've got 21 of them. So we supply a car, a crew, everything. You can go out and go racing on a Saturday night, you know, against the fast guys like Mike Spencer out at Paris Auto Speedway.
Oh, that slow guy? That slow guy? Spencer?
He's blown my doors off several times.
I know. I hate that guy. Well, you know, it's funny because Michelle and I were talking off air. By the way, her name is Spencer, so that's her favorite driver. She's given me given me the death
look.
I'm
like, don't even go there.
Yeah, I know. So, do you know a guy? So, I was telling Michelle, I says, oh, wow, man, well, I'd love to get him to bring one of the race cars down to KUSI TV, and we promote his school. She goes, oh, he's not going to drive all the way from Ventura. I says, you want to bet? That boy will be down. If I tell him to be here next Saturday, he'll be there with car, truck, trailer, ready to rock and roll. Right?
Whatever it takes.
Well, let's do it. And I'm dead serious. I do want to set you. I'm the only guy in town doing it. I've been doing it 17 years, and the exposure you'll get will curl your hair, let me tell you. I mean, really.
Perfect.
Hey, do you know a guy by the name of Randy Waitman?
I do.
See, I should have known you before I met him, because he gave me the keys to his number 69 at Barona. And I says, really? He says, yeah, take it out. Have some fun with it. Okay, I've never been in one of these before. And so he gave me about 13 things I was not supposed to do, and I don't remember any of them. And I says, but I'm only going to go out on two conditions. One, if I wreck it, I don't have to pay for it. And two, I want to go by myself. He says, fine. So I went out there and did, I don't even know how many laps I did, and I came in. And I said, what'd you think? He goes, wow. He says, your times were good. Yeah, you're doing really well. I said, well, let me go out again and I'll open my eyes. That is the scariest thing I think I've ever done and the most fun I've ever done. Let me tell you.
It is fun. We get a lot of celebrities. We get a lot of professional racers, you know, that race. I do a lot of testing for Stuart Haas. We've had a lot of Penske's drivers.
Sure.
Patrick Dempsey, like 2 years ago. We did Paul Newman, late great Paul Newman, twice a year for about 6 years in a row. He would fly his helicopter to the racetrack, land his helicopter in the infield, and we would drive race cars around this helicopter that was probably a $2 million helicopter.
Awesome.
He didn't care as long as he was the fastest one there.
And don't mention anything about the movies when he's at a racetrack, because he does not want to talk about the movies. My only name to fame with Paul Newman, since we're throwing names out there, I was up at Willow Springs. I was supporting, I was a crew chief for an SCCA team.
And, you know, I'm sitting there and I got my floor jack and I'm jacking up this car. And all of a sudden, the car next to me, they put the air hose in the back and it's got on the door PLN. And it was a Porsche Carrera. And I didn't pay too much attention to it. And then all of a sudden, here comes this another Porsche. And who crawls out of the car? Paul Newman. But the best part is he ran out of gas and he had to come buy gas from us. That was the only good part.
He was a true racer. He was a good person, you know. It's amazing the family you meet in racing. You go to Paris Auto Speedway. It's such a family event there. It's great for the kids. It's great for the families to sit in the grandstand. You know, there's not a lot of chaotic stuff going on.
Right.
And the people can come down and meet the drivers. They do such a class act job there that hopefully it keeps our sport growing.
So let me ask you this, because Michelle has never been, I mean, she loves to drive. I got her a set of Sparco race shoes the other day, so she's all excited about those. So how do you do a lot of, she's afraid to take your class, I guess is where I'm going with it, because she doesn't want to roll it over and she doesn't want to hurt it. But that's not going to be the case at all, because you guys, the cars, I'm sure, are governed at the certain levels of the class, correct?
Absolutely not. We give you the real race car.
It is the same car
that you're going to race on a Saturday night. Ooh. The difference is you're going to get a lot of instruction.
Good.
So, you know, we want it to be safe, obviously. And I'll tell you, females are our best students.
Aren't they, though?
You know, the guys like us, we show up, we got an ego, we've driven, you know, on the freeway fast. We built the Nova in the 70s. And, you know, the girls get there and they go, okay, I go to here and I stop and I turn here and I do this. And usually they catch on and go faster, quicker than the men do, because they're all over the racetrack, spinning out, driving through the infield. But I have eight great instructors that work for me, three of them that are full-time, and they're all racers as well. So.
Right.
It's a very good controlled environment. We even do a lot of teaching kids how to drive for their driver's license. You know,
yes.
Everybody says, well, I don't see how one's going to cross over the other. I
said,
you want your daughter to learn on the freeway for the first time of driving a car, or do you want to put her in a race car that she has a helmet, a fire suit, and there's a fence around the outside of her? To me, I think I would much rather put a helmet on her and put a 5-point harness on her than I would put her out with a freeway with all these people talking on their cell phones.
Right. And that brings up a good point. So if somebody was to come to your class, because I'm probably going to send Michelle, do they have to,
you're on me.
There you go, girl. You're set. Does she have to go out and get gear, or do you guys have everything?
Nope. We supply everything. We want you to wear tennis shoes. Obviously, if you want to go out and buy your race gear, K1 Race Gear down in San Clemente does a great job.
Aren't those guys?
All you're required to do is have tennis shoes. I got driving suits, helmets, and actually K1 just built us some brand new suits. So right now is the time to come up and have some fun.
Yeah, in fact, I had them K1 Speed Race Gear, because I had that when they first started that division. I had them on TV, and I used to race out at the Speed Festival. And they geared me up for that, and I love my driving suit. It's still it's great gear. So yeah, we'll definitely do that and get some experience. And you do this at Ventura, which is right on the beach.
We do. You know, the property is probably the most expensive property in Ventura, because when you sit in the grandstand, you're as close to the ocean as you are to the back straightaway. And occasionally we get to come down to Paris Auto Speedway and do classes down there as well, which, you know, is a bigger racetrack. But, our home base is definitely Ventura, because that's where I live.
Sure.
And it's a little bit smaller racetrack. But, it's kind of fun to start people at Ventura. And then, once they get some skills and they're able to get around the racetrack comfortably, then we take them down to Paris. And then, you know, you never know. She could be out there doing the Arrive and Race program.
Oh, let me tell you, this girl, I don't be surprised. I took her on a press event in Chevrolet. We were on the Razors. She was hauling freight, come around this one turn, got the tail end out a little bit, did a beautiful job, corrected it, came back around. Of course, you know, being a passenger, that's never a good thing. But she did a phenomenal job, come sliding back around. So that's why I brought it up. I think she'd be something that she would, she would enjoy doing.
Well, I'd love to have you up.
Thank you.
Well,
we'll come up here right now, because you can't breathe. You know, it looks like Looks like just about 3 hours ago, we had another one spark up. It's pouring smoke right now, and that's probably about 5-6 miles from the racetrack. So hopefully no more homes are in jeopardy. We've had enough. I'll tell you, there's a lot of people living in motorhomes and trailers.
Sure.
And, the fairgrounds, I think they said, have 23,000 evacuees down there right now. So as much as I like sharing our racetrack, I wish they would be able to go home.
Yeah.
Sure.
I hear you. All right, buddy. Well, hey, thank you very much for calling in. It's been an absolute joy. And we'll definitely get you and your class or the school down to KUSI. Bring some cars. I'm sure you got cars all decked out. And I'll scream at K1 and have them bring some stuff down. And we'll make an event out of it.
That'd be great. Don't forget a great Christmas group. And, you know, we have that special on Groupon right now. All you got to do is search Corey Kruseman Sprint Car Driving School, and we're the only one in town.
And so, that's Kruseman with a K.
K-R-U-S-E-M-A-N.
Yes.
There you go.
Well,
there you go.
Awesome.
You go to our website. Yes. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, and we'll get you back on again down the road, dude. We'll just keep it up. Thank you, and be safe, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
10-4. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Corey.
We're going to take a small break. We come back, a lot more right here on Racer Radio. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
This segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic out there in lovely Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net. They'll take care of all your automotive needs, everything from basic maintenance all the way to the high-speed stuff. Just check these guys out. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net. So. We are going to now, we've moved our calendar into this segment because we like to move it around so everybody has an opportunity to know what's going on in and around San Diego County. So
yeah,
sit back, relax. Michelle, it's all yours.
Yes. So first things first, speaking of racing, we're going to lead with a racing event on Saturday, December 16th. There's a new exhibit opening at the Peterson Museum. It's called Sidewalk Speedsters, the grown-up world of children's cars.
Or like pedal cars and things like that?
Yes, exactly. And that's opening. You have to buy tickets for it, but go to Peterson, Peterson.org to check out that new exhibit that opens. It's going to be replacing the, I believe the Ferrari exhibit is finally closing.
Did you ever make it to that?
I did not. But
you went to a
it's not over yet.
I thought you went to a press event or something.
Well, the Motor Press Guild was supposed to have their banquet there this coming Tuesday, and they had to cancel it. So it's going to be in February. So we'll get to go
if
you want to. But I for sure am going to go. But it'll be in February. So, yeah, not yet. So things are winding down, though, with, you know, car shows. But they're still every Saturday. We still have the regular car shows down here. You've got your Donut Derelicts every Saturday in Huntington Beach at 6:30 a.m. Rods and Relics in Fallbrook at 7 a.m. That's still happening. And then Clunkers and Dunkers in Bonita at 7 a.m. And also, don't forget the Carlsbad. Poinsettia Village Shopping Center, Cars and Coffee. And even though it's Christmas season, it'll be crazy there. It starts at 7 a.m., so you get in and out before the crush of people show up there. And then finally, every Saturday, they're still running the Cars and Coffee on Kenamar Drive. And that starts at 9 a.m. On Sundays, they do the Rods and Donuts Social at 7 a.m. That's still happening, too. That's at New York Bakery on Main Street. Today's the last day of the LA Auto Show. So yeah, if you're not there, too bad, you missed it. The next thing that's coming up is the San Diego Auto Show, and that starts on December 28th and runs through January 1st down at the Convention Center. If you want tickets for that, it's sdautoshow.com. There's a fundraiser on January 14th at the up in Escondido called Cruisin' Grand. And if you want to register to put your car in that and find out more about the fundraiser, it's Cruisin' Grand, CRUISINGRAND.com. Then another thing coming up that you need to know about is on the 16th. I already mentioned that. Okay. What about this Mike's Barbecue? Bones for Homes. Oh, that's today. Oh, I don't know if this is still going on. Bones for Homes. It's an animal-focused fundraiser. It's a Christmas car show and cruise at Mike's Barbecue. And this is at 1356 West Valley Parkway in Escondido. It might still be going on. They had pet adoptions. It was going to be $10 per car and you could get barbecue. And they didn't care if you had a motorcycle or anything. So if you're in Escondido, maybe you can go check that out still. Next Sunday, the 17th, there's a event at San Diego Harley-Davidson. Starts at 11. And this is Big Mike's behind this, along with a couple of motorcycle clubs, Messengers Motorcycle Club and Pioneers Motorcycle Club. And this is a benefit for Father Joe's and St. Vincent de Paul. And it's 22nd annual Big Cover Up and Blanket Run. And so these are the motorcycle guys are collecting blankets and socks and things to help homeless people. And 11 to 4. They were on KUSI this morning, Good Morning San Diego, to talk about it. They said on the show that they're going to have live music, they're going to have food, they're going to have a bunch of games, and they're going to have guys doing motorcycle stunts.
Yeah. That's at San Diego Harley-Davidson.
Yeah, that's next Sunday.
That should be awesome.
Yeah, I think that looks like a great event. So show up with blankets and socks.
Blankets and socks.
That's what they said, yeah. I know. Blankets and socks.
I thought it was kind of crazy
myself. And, you know, obviously bring your hog. Right?
Absolutely.
And that'll be for the Father Joe's and St. Vincent de Paul charities to help homeless people.
We had a bucket load of Harleys this morning.
I saw that.
The paperwork said like six.
And there were too many to interview each one of them.
Oh, did you like how I did that?
Yeah, that was good.
Everybody at once, yell out your name. Well, because owner of the station says I'm supposed to interview every single one of them. So I figured, well, this works better than
So, you know, now that you're back, Hot Rod Holly's Christmas Cruise on Christmas morning. What time does that get underway?
7 o'clock.
7 a.m. Go to KUSI on View Ridge Drive?
Yes.
Okay. And you just show up there. Who cares what you're in?
7 o'clock.
Run what you brung and show up and then you go and you do a cruise. Do you guys take any Toys for Tots or do anything charity-wise?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not quite sure which the charity is.
Because she changes it every year?
Yeah, well, it's probably going to be, I think it's adults.
Oh, okay.
But the best thing to do is just go to Hot Rod Holly's website, and then plus we'll announce it better. We'll announce it more so next week.
Next week. All right. Yeah, just give me a little more info. I knew about it, so I wanted to announce it so people can plan. You know, it's just the morning. You're done by what, 10, 11?
Yeah, roughly, because what they'll do is they'll cruise out of KUSI at 8.
Right.
And they'll cruise someplace with all the stuff.
And then if you want, you can stay for a breakfast.
Yeah,
they have a breakfast place.
There's a gentleman that cuts them a screaming deal on breakfast. Nice. They all go to breakfast.
So what a fun way to start off your Christmas.
Well, and it's crazy. I mean, you wouldn't believe all the people that show up on Christmas morning.
Okay, cool. Well, that kind of takes us through December. There's in January.
About the auto show?
Yeah, I mentioned that. SDAutoshow.com for tickets, right. And that's December 28th through January 1st.
And I'm going to try to see if I can't snag some free tickets, and then we can probably give some off on the radio show.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
You know, see if we can pull something off like that.
By the way, speaking of the thing you raffled off, that shade, so Steve Pearson won it, but he donated it to Brittany.
So we got to get it to Brittany.
So, yeah.
Well, Brittany has to come here.
She has to come get it. That's all there is to it.
There's none of this delivery service.
No. All right. So January 20th, if you want to plan ahead, there's Jeff's fun run. It's his 10th anniversary fun run. It starts at 8:30 at Ken Grody Ford up in Buena Park, which is in Orange County. Yes. If you want info, go to jeffsfunrun.com. and Dr. George's car show. Remember this one? Dr. Mm-hmm. George Fishbeck, right?
Yep.
All us old timers will remember him. He has a car show in his honor, of course, that's in Indian Wells on February 10th. And you can always just Google that because it's a huge car show. Huge. It is. If you have a classic, that's the one coming up that you really need to get your radar on, is because there are so many cool classic cars out in the Coachella Valley.
You know, I don't know. We need to look into it. We'll have to reach out to the John Force PR team. He usually does a Christmas show at his facility in Buena Park.
Yorba Linda.
Yorba Linda.
Mm-hmm.
And I went one time. OMG.
I wonder if he still does it.
I don't know. So what we'll need to do is reach out.
I'm making a note.
Yeah, reach out to our telemetry because we want to make sure if we talk about it on the calendar that it's the real deal.
All right. Well, if you want any, I did a mini version of the calendar on carcentric.net. We also have the hybrid and EV list on carcentric.net. We have our Facebook page, You Oughta Know. We have another Facebook page for Racer Radio,
right. Which
is this broadcast. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Can't think of nothing off the top of my head, but folks, if you have guests or maybe you have a topic that you'd like us to talk about.
Yeah.
Either in the Green Machine, You Oughta Know, or Racer Radio, we're happy to do it. We're trying to stay on the cutting edge of everything automotive just for you because there's really no other show in town doing it. So we're happy to assist. And if you need help, don't hesitate.
Also, for museums, I do plan next week to have in lieu of doing the whole calendar, I'm going to do a piece on museums, which I haven't done in a while.
Yeah.
And I also have it on carcentric.net in brief, but I'll go into more detail next week when I do calendar.
Maybe we can snag a curator, the driving museum. Get what's her name?
Uh-huh, Tara Hitzig.
And she can either call in during the week if that helps or call in live and then... I'm more than happy to support any and all museums. And, and all the ones up there, you need to go to them first before they call in.
Yeah. And we've been to that one.
That's
so we can talk about that one. Yeah.
And a lot of people don't even know about it.
No. And you know what? My friends at the car club last night, we had our car club meet. They had a holiday party there at that automobile driving museum. And they said it was totally awesome. Yes. So,
and by the way, that's a museum, folks, where they actually bring out four cars on the weekend.
Every Sunday.
And you get to go for a ride.
Yes.
All right, well, there's Michelle's sign-off
music. So that's
what's
happening.
So she is going to hit the dusty trail and head back to, well, not Irvine tonight.
Nope,
she's going
to
a party. So hopefully, folks, you enjoyed yourself. But, hey, don't go anywhere. Gun Sports Radio right around the corner. Stay tuned. This is AM 1170.
The Answer, happy trails.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.